McDonald's CEO is adding a new title to his job description. Subway is switching soda suppliers. And Wonder lands another nine-figure funding round. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, senior editor at RB.
And I'm RB Managing Editor Heather Lally. McDonald's has a new chairman. CEO Chris Kempczinski is getting the additional title following the retirement of longtime chairman and director Enrique Hernandez. It is the first time in 20 years that a McDonald's CEO has also held the chairman title. Kempczinski was elevated to the CEO job in 2019 following the firing of Steve Easterbrook and guided the chain through the pandemic, the shutdown of its Russian operations, and major industry inflation. Hernandez ends a nearly two-decade run on the McDonald's board, the last eight of which was spent as chairman.
Want a Pepsi with your foot long? You're in luck. Subway is changing its beverage supplier, reaching a 10-year deal with PepsiCo to bring the maker of Mountain Dew to its 20,000 U.S. locations starting in January. The company said that it made the deal to bring its snack and beverage suppliers under the same agreement, which is more efficient. It's a relatively rare change in beverage contracts by one of the 10 largest restaurant chains in the U.S. Companies do sometimes change their beverage contracts, but it doesn't often happen involving a brand this large. The last one on that scale was Arby's, which switched to Coke in 2018.
Speaking of Subway, the sandwich brand reached a deal with McWynn to take over management of the chain's restaurants in four European countries, France, Belgium, the Czech Republic, and Luxembourg. McWynn will manage 400 locations in the countries and will develop another 600 over the next decade, greatly increasing the chain's presence in Europe.
Digital food hall concept Wonder has raised $700 million to help fuel its growth. The startup, founded by entrepreneur Mark Laurie, has now raised $1.5 billion in equity to date. Currently has 11 locations in three states and plans to use the latest funding to expand to 90 stores by the end of 2025. It will also invest in its technology, menu development, and kitchen design as it looks to scale the business. Laurie contributed $100 million of his own money to the latest round.
Jennifer Schuler, the former CEO of Wetzel's Pretzels, has a sweet new CEO gig. She's the new chief at Handel's Homemade Ice Cream, an Ohio-based franchised chain with 130 units in 13 states. A marketer, Schuler was with Wetzel's for 9 years, and she also was a franchisee. Handel's is known for its fresh ice cream with 48 flavors that rotate seasonally.
AI supplier Presto laid off 18% of its staff as it looks to cut costs and change its business model. The maker of drive-through voice bots said eliminating the 24 jobs will save it $3.1 million annually. It was the latest low light in a turbulent year for Presto, which has experienced multiple leadership changes, declining revenue, and liquidity issues as it plans to wind down its core business, tableside ordering tablets, to focus solely on AI voice. The company also announced that it had raised $1.2 million through a stock offering that is expected to keep it afloat through April 1st.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Heather Lally.
And I'm Joe Guskowski. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.